Welcome to our Guru Cats podcast on the power of active listening, where we delve into the art and science of truly understanding and engaging in conversations. Active listening is not merely hearing the words spoken, but involves a deeper level of engagement, where one fully concentrates, comprehends, and responds thoughtfully to the speaker. It's about being present in the moment, showing empathy, and building a genuine connection. In a world brimming with distractions and superficial interactions, mastering the skill of active listening can transform your personal and professional relationships, fostering trust, reducing misunderstandings, and enhancing overall communication. Through this podcast, we will explore the core elements of active listening, its profound psychological and emotional benefits, and practical strategies you can implement to become a better listener. Join us as we uncover the secrets to more meaningful and effective communication, one conversation at a time. In this first part, we dive into the fundamentals of active listening, a crucial yet often overlooked component of effective communication. Active listening is the practice of fully concentrating on the speaker, understanding their message, responding thoughtfully, and remembering what has been said. It's more than just passive hearing, it involves being fully engaged and present in the conversation. The key elements of active listening include attention, understanding, response, and recall. To begin with, attention requires the listener to focus entirely on the speaker, eliminating distractions and showing genuine interest. This can be demonstrated through maintaining eye contact, nodding, and using affirmative gestures. Understanding involves interpreting the speaker's words accurately, which may include asking clarifying questions and summarizing their points to ensure comprehension. Response is the process of providing feedback that shows the listener has absorbed and understood the message. This can be verbal, such as summarizing or paraphrasing, or non-verbal, like facial expressions and body language. Finally, recall is the ability to remember key points of the conversation, which reinforces the importance of the speaker's message and shows that their words are valued. Understanding the difference between hearing and listening is essential. While hearing is a passive, physiological process, listening is an active, mental one. Listening requires effort and engagement, making it a more effective and meaningful form of communication. By mastering the fundamentals of active listening, we can enhance our ability to connect with others, foster deeper relationships, and improve our overall communication skills. Let's explore now the profound psychological and emotional benefits of active listening, highlighting how this skill can significantly impact mental health and interpersonal relationships. Active listening, by fostering a deep sense of understanding and empathy, serves as a powerful tool for reducing stress and anxiety. When individuals feel heard and understood, it validates their emotions and experiences, contributing to a more stable and positive mental state. This validation is crucial in mitigating feelings of isolation and loneliness, which are often exacerbated by poor communication. Moreover, active listening enhances emotional intelligence by promoting self-awareness and empathy. It encourages individuals to tune into not only the words, but also the emotions behind them. This heightened emotional awareness enables better management of one's own emotions and more sensitive interactions with others. In the context of building trust and rapport, active listening plays a pivotal role. When people feel genuinely listened to, it builds a foundation of trust, which is essential for any healthy relationship. This trust is particularly vital in professional settings where effective teamwork and collaboration depend on strong interpersonal bonds. Active listening also contributes to conflict resolution by allowing all parties to express their viewpoints and feel understood. This understanding fosters a collaborative approach to problem solving, reducing the likelihood of misunderstandings and escalating tensions. In personal relationships, being an active listener can significantly improve communication with family and friends, leading to more meaningful and fulfilling connections. It helps to resolve conflicts more effectively by ensuring that all parties feel heard and respected. In the workplace, active listening boosts productivity and efficiency by facilitating clearer communication and reducing the risk of errors. It enhances leadership and management skills by enabling leaders to understand their team's concerns and motivations, fostering a supportive and productive work environment. By cultivating active listening skills, individuals can transform their interactions, creating a more empathetic and connected world. Let's take a closer look to the application of active listening across different contexts, demonstrating its versatility and impact. First, let's explore active listening in personal relationships. Effective communication is the cornerstone of any healthy relationship, be it with family, friends, or partners. Active listening ensures that conversations are not just exchanges of words, but meaningful interactions. When we listen actively, we show our loved ones that we value their thoughts and feelings, which strengthens emotional bonds and builds trust. This practice can help in resolving conflicts by providing a space where everyone feels heard and understood, thereby fostering a collaborative approach to finding solutions. Moving to the workplace, active listening is equally crucial. In professional settings, effective communication is essential for productivity and teamwork. Active listening enables better understanding among colleagues, reducing misunderstandings and errors. For managers and leaders, this skill is indispensable. It allows them to grasp their team's concerns, motivations, and feedback, fostering an inclusive and supportive work environment. By demonstrating that they are open to input and empathetic to their team's needs, leaders can boost morale and drive engagement. Active listening also plays a significant role in customer service and client relations. By truly understanding the client's needs and concerns, businesses can provide more tailored and effective solutions, enhancing customer satisfaction and loyalty. This attentive approach can differentiate a company in competitive markets where excellent customer service is a key differentiator. In educational settings, active listening is a vital skill for both teachers and students. For teachers, it means understanding students' needs, difficulties, and feedback, which can inform better teaching strategies and foster a positive learning environment. For students, active listening aids in better comprehension and retention of information, contributing to academic success. Even in healthcare, active listening can make a substantial difference. For healthcare providers, listening attentively to patients can lead to better diagnoses and treatment plans. It also helps in building trust and rapport, which are essential for effective patient care. In summary, active listening is a powerful tool that enhances communication and relationships across various contexts. Whether in personal life, professional settings, customer service, education, or healthcare. The ability to listen actively fosters deeper connections, understanding, and overall effectiveness. By embracing and practicing active listening, we can significantly improve our interactions and outcomes in multiple areas of our lives. This part focuses on practical strategies for implementing active listening in your daily interactions. By adopting these techniques, you can transform your communication skills and build stronger, more meaningful connections. First, maintain eye contact to show engagement and interest. Eye contact is a powerful nonverbal cue that signals attentiveness and respect. It reassures the speaker that you are fully present and invested in the conversation. Second, avoid interrupting the speaker. Let them finish their thoughts without interjecting. Interruptions can make the speaker feel undervalued and frustrated, disrupting the flow of communication. Third, use positive body language such as nodding, smiling, and maintaining an open posture. These gestures convey that you are receptive and understanding, fostering a more comfortable environment for the speaker. Fourth, provide feedback by summarizing or paraphrasing what you've heard. This demonstrates that you have absorbed the information and are processing it thoughtfully, ensuring clarity and mutual understanding. Fifth, ask open-ended questions to encourage deeper conversation. Questions that begin with how, what, why, or tell me about, invite the speaker to elaborate, providing more insight and detail. Sixth, reflect feelings by acknowledging the emotions behind the speaker's words. Statements like, "It sounds like you're feeling," show empathy and validate the speaker's experiences. Seventh, minimize distractions by creating a conducive environment for conversation. Turn off electronic devices, choose a quiet setting, and focus solely on the interaction at hand. Eighth, be patient and allow pauses in the conversation. Silence can give the speaker time to think and express themselves more fully without feeling rushed. Ninth, show empathy by putting yourself in the speaker's shoes. Understanding their perspective can deepen your connection and improve the quality of your responses. Finally, practice mindfulness to stay present and focused during conversations. Mindfulness techniques, such as deep breathing and grounding exercises, can help you maintain concentration and avoid getting lost in your thoughts. Implementing these strategies requires conscious effort and practice. Start by focusing on one or two techniques and gradually incorporate more as you become comfortable. Over time, these practices will become second nature, greatly enhancing your ability to listen actively and communicate effectively. By committing to these 10 strategies, you can foster better relationships, reduce misunderstandings, and create more meaningful and impactful interactions in both your personal and professional life. This last part addresses the common barriers to active listening and strategies to overcome them, ensuring you can effectively implement the skills discussed earlier. Despite our best intentions, several obstacles can impede our ability to listen actively. Recognizing and addressing these barriers is crucial for enhancing our listening capabilities. One significant barrier is environmental distractions, such as noise, electronic devices, or other interruptions. To overcome this, create a conducive environment for conversations. Choose quiet settings, turn off notifications, and ensure you and the speaker are comfortable and focused. Another barrier is prejudices and biases. These can cloud our judgment and prevent us from listening impartially. To combat this, approach each conversation with an open mind. Practice self-awareness to recognize your biases and consciously set them aside. Focus on the speaker's words and perspective rather than your preconceived notions. Emotional triggers also pose a challenge. Certain topics or statements might provoke strong emotions, making it difficult to remain objective. When this happens, it's essential to manage your emotions through techniques such as deep breathing, pausing before responding, and practicing empathy. Understanding that the speaker's emotions and experiences are valid, even if they differ from your own, can help maintain a calm and attentive demeanor. Information overload is another common obstacle. When overwhelmed with too much information, it's easy to lose focus. To address this, break down the conversation into manageable parts. Summarize key points and ask clarifying questions to ensure comprehension. This approach not only aids in understanding, but also shows the speaker that you are engaged and interested. Lack of interest or motivation can also hinder active listening. If the topic seems irrelevant or uninteresting, staying attentive becomes challenging. To mitigate this, find elements within the conversation that can capture your interest. Relate the discussion to your own experiences or consider the importance of the speaker's perspective. Cultivating curiosity and a genuine interest in others' viewpoints can transform seemingly mundane conversations into opportunities for learning and connection. Finally, physical and mental fatigue can impair our ability to listen actively. Ensure you are well rested and in a good mental state before engaging in important conversations. If you find yourself becoming fatigued during a conversation, acknowledge this and suggest taking a short break if possible. This honesty can maintain the integrity of the interaction and ensure more productive communication when you are refreshed. By identifying and addressing these barriers, you can significantly enhance your active listening skills. It requires a combination of self-awareness, empathy, and practical strategies to navigate the challenges that arise in communication. With dedication and practice, overcoming these obstacles will lead to more effective, meaningful, and fulfilling interactions. If you want to go deeper into this subject, you can hear our 3 reference books on the subjects. The Lost Art of Listening: How Learning to Listen Can Improve Relationships by Michael P. Nichols. You're Not Listening: What You're Missing and Why It Matters by Kate Murphy. Just Listen: Discover the Secret to Getting Through to Absolutely Anyone by Mark Gorston. As we conclude our exploration of active listening, it is clear that this skill is a cornerstone of effective communication and relationship building. Active listening goes beyond merely hearing words. It involves fully engaging with the speaker, understanding their message, and responding thoughtfully. By delving into the fundamentals, we have seen how attention, understanding, response, and recall are critical components of this practice. The psychological and emotional benefits of active listening are profound. It reduces stress, enhances emotional intelligence, and fosters trust and rapport in both personal and professional relationships. Through various contexts, from personal interactions to workplace dynamics and beyond, active listening proves to be a versatile and invaluable skill. Implementing strategies such as maintaining eye contact, avoiding interruptions, and providing feedback can transform how we communicate. However, we must also recognize and overcome common barriers like environmental distractions, biases, and emotional triggers to ensure we listen actively and effectively. Ultimately, active listening is about being present and empathetic, creating a space where genuine understanding and connection can flourish. By committing to practice and continually improving our listening skills, we can enhance our relationships, resolve conflicts more effectively, and achieve greater success in our personal and professional lives. Thank you for joining us on this journey to mastering active listening. Remember, every conversation is an opportunity to connect and understand better. Let's embrace the power of active listening to make our interactions more meaningful and impactful.